All right, everybody, welcome back to Digital, part of the Nakamoto News Network. I want to welcome you back to the podcast, and today I'm going to cover another misconception that I have noticed in this space. A couple weeks back, I was talking about how banking the unbanked and cryptocurrency was currently not set up to actually tackle that situation. Well, another situation that cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is not set up to handle is when stuff hits the fan, it's not going to be there to save you. Now, don't get me wrong. It is an excellent store of value. And I really like that it's an option for me to expand my portfolio and cover my family's assets in a way that's not tied to fiat. Now, what do I mean it's not going to be there to save you? Well, let's put this scenario in your mind. You wake up, it's a Monday morning, and you get, you know, your phone's going crazy. Something's happening. Something major happened to one of the major banks, and they all started to collapse like dominoes. And you are snug in your bed thinking that, well, Bitcoin's there to save you. Well, here's the problem. If there's no infrastructure in place that can accept your Bitcoin, how is it going to save you? I mean, it will store your value, but you're not going to feed your family off of that stored value because there's going to be nowhere to turn. You're not going to have a way to onboard more money into the system than you currently have. Please forgive me, my voice is failing me today. I have 3 kids and they all decided to give me some sort of yick. But anyways, back to the topic at hand. You have it as a store of value. You put money diligently into cryptocurrency. Now, when it comes to actually cashing in that value, you know, same problem you can say can be had with gold. You can't physically, well, I mean, easily transport gold and pay with something with gold. It's an excellent store of value, but you're not feeding your family with it. Not easily, at least. And not, you probably get robbed as well. The network is there. It's going to protect your assets, but it's really not going to save you when stuff hits the fan, because right now is a time. I mean, this bear market has been a time to develop, but I would love to see more development in the aspect of I can go to a store, I can order something off the internet, I can, you know, even more easily trade it between my neighbors and I for something I may need. I would love to see that development. It's not quite there yet. A lot of the websites and stuff are third parties that are going to happily accept Bitcoin and change it right to fiat. But I'd imagine if somehow the banks are failing, that gateway is going to close. Now, I'm making assumptions here. And, you know, my buddy Jimmy loves what if situations. Not really, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. What if? Today, I just wanted to talk about that. I feel like we need to develop. We need to build. I would love to figure a way, you know, I raise ducks, and I would love to find a way that I could set a little marketplace up locally that accepts Bitcoin or something to sell them. But the problem is most of my neighbors don't even know what Bitcoin is unless they talk to me for longer than 5 minutes, and then they probably know more than they want to. You know what? I'm going to make this podcast a little shorter than I intended, you know, because I don't want you to hear Squeaky McSqueakerson over here. Let us know what you think. Join us on Discord. Let me know. Give me some ideas on how you would develop an economy around Bitcoin where everybody can win. If something hits the fan, say, I can go get a car battery. I can fill my car's tank up with gas, or some sort of easier way for me to upload some other store of value into Bitcoin so that way I could spend it. So join us Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Our Discord link is in the description of my Anchor account. Read the news on nakamotonews.network. And I hope you all have a great day. And please, let's develop this system before stuff really hits the fan and we really need it, because I know it's coming. And I know we're not that far away from developing products where it could be like I spoke about. So have a great day.